You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 86, Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. The Lyrics Undercover today will be taking a look at the first single by the band Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing, a song about an ignored Dixieland band. But is the song fictional, factual, or autobiographical? We'll try and find out when we analyze the lyrics in just a moment. But first, let's find out a little bit more about Dire Straits. The founder, frontman, and driving force behind Dire Straits is Mark Knopfler, who was born August 12, 1949 in Glasgow, Scotland. The son of an architect, Mark found his way into music via journalism. Although he studied English literature at Leeds University and later taught English after his graduation, he worked as a music critic for the Yorkshire Evening Post during college and began leading his own pub rock band, called Brewer's Droop, after work. As of 1977, the band's lineup included Mark, his brother David Knopfler, also a guitarist, and David's roommate John Ilsley on bass. The threesome added drummer Pick Withers to record a demo, and the lineup stuck. The band got a huge break as the opening act for the Talking Heads on tour, and shortly afterwards was signed to Vertigo Records, where they began working on their self-titled debut album. That album was released in the fall of 1978 and was an impressive debut album, featuring distinctive blues-inspired rock songs and Knopfler's Dylan-esque songwriting skills. And the first single from the album was this, a song called Sultans of Swing.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music. Inside, but you don't see too many faces coming in out of the rain and hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blow in that sound way on down south.
The song tells the story of a jazz band that performs in a South London club. They're not a popular band by any means, but it's clear that their popularity is not crucial, at least to one of the band members mentioned in the song, Harry, who's doing all right in his day job.
Check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. Up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing all right. He can play the honky tonk like anything. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing.
The song mentions a couple of the band members by name. Guitar George is mentioned first, and then in the next verse, Harry is mentioned. It's been suggested that these are references to George Young and Harry Vander, guitarists in the London band The Easy Beats, although I couldn't find confirmation, not to mention that The Easy Beats were Australian, not English. Guitar George also could be a reference to Beatle George Harrison, especially when you consider the following line about not wanting to make his guitar cry, a possible reference to While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
And a crowd of young boys, they're fooling around.
called rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans play Creole.
The songwriting is credited to Mark Knopfler. However, a 1991 recording has surfaced by singer and songwriter Bill Wilson, who narrates the writing of the lyrics for the song on a napkin in a session with Knopfler. Sadly, Bill passed away on November 25th, 1993. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.